So the Spurs fans were singing "You're Going Down with the Chelsea" to the Bournemouth fans. Brilliant, isn't it? And I love it. I mean, it's been so many years since we've been able to sing that song. What's it been? 10 years?
Oh, at least
10 years, 15 years. Because when I was a kid, that was all we ever sung. I mean, if you'd even bother, because Chelsea was such a non-entity. And up until about 10 years ago. So there we go.
That's great. That's great to see.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Thursday, the 29th of October, 2015. I am Steve. We've got Colin here. How are you doing, Cole?
Yes, doing good, mate. Doing good.
We've had about a month off, haven't we? Not done a show.
About 3 weeks. That's had international break for you, see.
There you go.
I've been celebrating Northern Ireland getting to the European Championships for the first time.
That's right. That's right.
And we're all going. The Green and White Army's going to France, mate.
And they do the Spurs song, don't they? That's their thing.
Everywhere we go.
Yeah. What boys is it? It's the
Ulster.
Ulster boys. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that political? Yeah. Ulster boys.
No, not really. Not really.
All right. Okay. All right. Cool. Well, listen. Let's get straight into it then. We're a football podcast, primarily a Tottenham one, but we talk about everything really. I was in the kebab shop last night. I bumped into Phil Cornwell, who people will know did the Spurs show. He's such a nice guy, but he's still sort of, because he's sort of been in show business for about 30 or 40 years now, he's still sort of, I bumped into a couple of times, and I sort of said, oh, Spurs, you know, and all this, and he's like, yeah, he's sort of trying to get the conversation over as quickly as he can to move on, so I'm like, anyway, see you later. But no, he's a top man. So Bournemouth at the weekend. Thoughts?
Yeah, look, great. How long's it been since we won a game 5-1? You know, we were able to actually relax. Obviously, got off to the usual start, 34 seconds or whatever it was. Went the goal down. I was actually driving, flying home because Christopher had a match on Sunday and we were flying home in the car and obviously couldn't get to see the Spurs game, had the Spurs game on the radio. And of course, just get in and we're just taking off and 1-0 down straight away.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it. And me and Christopher sort of looked at each other and went, oh, no chance, no way. And then all of a sudden the goals started to pop in. And I think by the time we were nearly home, it was 3-1 and the two of us were dancing and shouting out of the car window and, you know, clenching the fist. So it was great. And I actually turned around to him and said, do you know what? I'm going to be able to go into the house, watch the second half of the Manchester derby and listen to Spurs and be have a smile on my face for a change. So happy days, mate. That was great. Great.
Well, it was like the pub I was in that showed the dodgy links didn't have the game on. They were still faffing around trying to find it. And then finally it came on after about 5 minutes and obviously 1-0 down. I was like, oh, great. Right. Okay, here we go. The goalie, wasn't it? But the Bournemouth goalie was, you know, and so unusual for all those games that we've seen where the goalkeeper is absolutely amazing. Even where they say, oh, you know, the normal goalkeeper's injured, so we've got the new goalie coming in, or, you know, some reserve goalie, and they're playing absolute blinder. I mean, how many times have we seen that down the years, you know? I think this episode of the Spurs will be nicknamed, you know, for the last 20 years, because literally I've been saying it in my head for the last week or 2 weeks, you know, in conversations I've had, well, you know, with different fans, I've said, well, for the last 20 years we've dealt with this and that and the other, and it's new, isn't it? It's new.
Yeah. It's...
What's going on? A goalkeeper that hands us goals.
Yeah.
So it's weird. Really weird. And like you say, we actually could enjoy the game, which is another thing that, you know, just doesn't happen. You know, normally we sort of, even if we go two ahead, and they did have a great chance, didn't they, to get to, and they hit the post. I thought, here we go. They'll get one, and then it was second half. It'll be backs to the wall. We'll give the ball away a million times, and they'll nick one for 3-3, and there we go. But no, it didn't happen. So good stuff.
Yeah, no, and say it was just great because we always sort of said to ourselves, when can we actually sit and enjoy a game? Yeah. And, Sunday was definitely one of those games. But, overall as well, Steve, you know, obviously we haven't done a show for a few weeks with the international break and things. But, the team's looking, it's got a bit of resilience about it. It's looking strong. He's making good substitutions. And we've got a couple of injuries as well. Well, the likes of Son's been out now. Hopefully he's on his way back soon because he started off great for us. So, it's showing you good strength. He's playing a regular sort of side, regular team. So the signs are good. Don't want to get overly excited. But as you said at the start of the show about when you look at the likes of where Chelsea and things are, at the minute, there's a massive opportunity for a team to try and break into that top four. And at the minute, we're firing on all cylinders. We've got a great game coming up Monday night at home to Aston Villa. Not going to take it for granted. But the way we're playing it, it's a great game for us. So things looking really, really positive, Steve, and players performing well, and great. Harry Kane, just great to see him banging a hat trick, and I think that will hopefully, because we've sort of been talking about, look, he's going to get going soon, but to get three goals, get the hat trick, really, really helps him on his way. So no, look, can't be any more than happy, Steve, about how things are going at the minute.
No, brilliant. I mean, what we'll do, I think, we're at the time of the season now where we can sort of go through the players, and we use the Hotspurs podcast scoring system where if we think they've had a good start, we give them a plus one. If it's been not too good, we give them a zero. And if it's been, not all right, we'll give them a half. So we'll go through with the Hotspurs podcast painted scoring system. But just before I do that, just to read out some of these questions, and we'll hopefully answer these as we go through. Anthony Silva, still think we should have dropped Walker. We'll talk about that. Ursul Osman says, will Ben Taleb ever get back into the team after his new contract? We'll talk about that. Definitely Terry Hill. With a quarter of the season gone, which players are exceeding expectations and which are underperforming? Andrew Rockall, is it time to ditch Townsend? Or if not, could another loan help his confidence? And KG Williams says, should we look to sign Vardy in January? Obviously, all the questions there are basically about the squad, so we'll go through that. Very quickly, though, Vardy was obviously playing really well. I think he was in non-league about 3 years ago, so he's knocking him in. Are we the sort of side that could get him? I mean, this time last year, don't forget, Cole, for about 3 or 4 weeks, we talked about Boney, didn't we? And it was, we should. And then he goes to Man City and sits on the bench for the rest of the season. Is this going to happen to Vardy? Are we going to go back and forth? Yes or no? And then Man United just cut, or Arsenal come in and go, well, we'll have him. And, are we thinking, is it worth the debate?
I think, obviously, the way the fella's playing at the minute, he would definitely be one you'd have to be looking at. I love his pace, his power. I actually love the way he scores goals because he blasts the ball into the net. Do you ever notice that with him? He doesn't sort of try and play. He just puts his foot through the ball.
Yeah.
And he just hammers it in. But look, I can't see anybody getting him. I don't think the fella's going to jump ship in Leicester. They're doing really well. I think it would be something for next summer. But certainly, there's no reason why we can't get him. At the end of the day, we're a massive club. And we've always said for years now, why are we not looking at the best players of these so-called lower teams? And that's no disrespect to your Leicesters and Villas and, your Norwich Cities and your Sunderlands and Newcastles. It's no disrespect to them, but we've always said it. Why are we not looking at it? But look, I think the guy's great, but he could also be having one of those periods and then could come to Spurs and struggle. So it's a tough one to know. But at the minute, if you went in for him, Leicester would be looking about 20, 25 million for him. So
yeah.
I don't think he's worth that.
I think Aguero gets one more injury, or Chelsea just go, well, here's the money, here's your wages, and he'll go to one of those bigger clubs, particularly if he keeps on scoring. If he's got 15, 20 goals by Christmas, then Chelsea, Man United, Man City, or maybe Man United, because Rooney's not playing particularly well, will just come in. And while we debate this, well, should we, shouldn't we, he'll go to a massive club and sit on the bench for it. So we'll see anyway. Right, so let's go through this team then. Hugo Lloris, what are your thoughts?
And definitely, is it, what way, is it a one, did you say?
A plus one.
Plus one.
If you're
It's
happy with
been a
it.
while, it's been a while since we've done this. Yes, a plus one, definitely a plus one. Even though Sunday, now I was going by the radio and I was only seeing highlights of the game. I don't think it's kicking, which I know you have always said it. What they were saying on the radio is kicking was quite poor on Sunday, but he's always a plus one for me. He's been fantastic the first 10 games, and what a keeper, and I just hope we can keep progressing and keep the guy at the club.
I do as well. I fear that it's his last season, particularly if we don't get Champions League, because a lot of goalkeepers are moving on, aren't they, in some of these bigger clubs, and they'll come in. I'm talking like the top four clubs in world football. You never know. But yeah, definitely a plus one for me. He's kicking, he's dodgy. I watched, as I say, I watched it on this dodgy stream in this pub, and the co-commentator, I can't remember who it was, said, "Oh, he's so good with his feet." And I was like, "No, he's not." And like all the Spurs fans in the pub, I could see him laughing. I was like, obviously, he knows nothing about Lloris's kicking, but what a brilliant goalkeeper. And he's a joy to watch, isn't he, actually? He's made some great saves. Fantastic. Right, okay. Number two, Kyle Walker.
Definitely a plus one for me. And I know it was a question from somebody, should he be dropped for Trippier? I think Walker's had a great start of the season. I know he still has his wee moments, but I think with the likes of Trippier now coming in, he knows, I've got to perform, I've got to do the business. And I really like what he's doing, and I've always thought he's a great player. He'll always have his moments. He's that style of guy, where he'll bomb on, but he's used to his pace that he has, to get him back out of trouble. But definitely a plus one for me for this first 10 games.
Yeah, well, I'll say first five games a zero, and then the last five games a plus one. So I'm going to give him a half because, he's scary at times, isn't he? Particularly in those first few games where I think in a couple of them the ball rolled under his foot. He goes flying up the pitch and he has to get back. By the way, his pace. I don't think we mentioned it, the De Bruyne goal, Man City. He obviously gave it away, which I got a lot of flak for, but you can see what he's trying to do. The way he finished up in the back of the net at the same time the ball did. He's absolutely tearing up. Next time you see that goal, watch the way he runs back. He is so quick, but hopefully he'll push on. I think one of the things what we obviously talked about a couple of weeks ago was the fact that, when Trippier did play his game, he was awful. So I think that might have calmed Kyle Walker down a little bit, just thinking, actually, I don't need to do anything out of the ordinary. If I just play it simple, then Trippier's not taking my place. And he can't
You
do
could be
that.
right.
He's a lot more defensive now. He doesn't go up as much. Although, of course, being Spurs, we love attacking fullbacks. And he's not making those silly mistakes with that pressure on him, thinking, Christ, one mistake and Trippier's in. No, because Trippier clearly hasn't played particularly well. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see on that one. But he gets a half from me. Which I'm delighted with the fact that he's gone from zero to a half because you can tell he's a brilliant player, but it's just something going on in the old head there that needs sorting out. And he's going in the right direction, and hopefully he'll continue. Right, Danny Rose.
Well, look, he's been in and out of the team, and he sort of seems to have found his place back the last, couple of games. I'll probably give him a half, for how he's going. But look, I like Danny Rose. He had a great last year. He was probably one of our most important players, maybe our best player of the season. But look, to be fair to Ben Davies, he's had a real good start of the season as well. But You know, Rose has come back in there the last lot of games. Look, he's a great player. Great player. He's strong. He's fast. I'd like to see him actually pushed on sometimes. I think, you know, Davies in behind him could also be another good ploy for us. But no, very, very steady, Steve. And, you know, we've got two good left backs now at the club.
Yeah, I'm going to give Danny Rose a one. I enjoy watching him play. I think he's great to watch, and he and you know, obviously he's the most improved player I think we've ever had at Tottenham. You know, from being dreadful 2 seasons ago to outstanding last year, and we were just waiting, really, in my opinion, we were just waiting for him to come back in the side. And you know, he obviously. I think his first Europa game wasn't very good, and then you know people were pointing out his mistake against Monaco, but he was actually brilliant in that game. Apart from you know that moment, so I'm a big fan of Danny Rose, and
Yeah.
you know, fair play to him. Right, Toby Alderweireld, you know, plus one, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. It's been super. It's been a look, Steve. I actually think he's been our most important signing, and I think you know he's calmed. I know other people are saying this, and pundits are saying it. You know, like Yamford talking there beside him, but I think he's been great. Yes, he had the wee mistake with a penalty giveaway at the start of the season, but you know he's. Just oozes confidence. He's calm. You know, he seems to be a bit of a cool character as well. And like, I think he's been a brilliant signing, absolutely brilliant. But again, what it was signing a top player who had Premier League experience, and that was something I think we always needed, especially in defence. I think it's risky when you look at the likes of your Fazios and these guys that you bring in from abroad, who you know, and you need to remember Fazio was captain of Seville, who went on and won the Europa League and. You know, was doing great out in Spain. You know, so you've got to look, I think, at defenders that have been there and done it in the Premier League, and he's been great and captain material as well, Steve. Definitely is.
He's been superb. You know, I've got this mate who's an Atletico Madrid fan who, when we signed Soldado, he said he's not a very good player. And I sort of said, God, that'd be so ridiculous. Yeah, he's fantastic. And he was right. You know, I saw him this summer as well. And I sort of said, oh, how about Soldado? And he said, I told you, he's not a very good player. And I was like, wow, okay. How about Alderweireld? And he said, he pronounced him completely different way, like in Spanish. And he said, no, he's fantastic. And I said, well, why are Atletico Madrid selling him then? And he said, well, they've got, you know, Atletico Madrid at the moment have got terrific side, haven't they? Well, certainly the last couple of years. And he just said, you know, but he's too good to sit on the bench there. You know, so he said, you've got a brilliant player, which is great. And, you know, so definite plus ones. And then we move on to Vertonghen, who, again, for me, started off, you know, still looks as if he had the hump. But as he's a class act, isn't he? Again, another player that, you know, and we've got a lot of these now who I love watching. He gets on the ball when he comes forward, he's great, isn't he? Because he's such a good football player. You know, he's not someone that just runs straight forward and you think, oh, what's going on here? He's got great feet, and you know, he's a joy to have at the
He
club.
is. And one thing, Steve, I'll
Go
just say
on.
about him, just thinking there as you were talking, you know, with his the way we have looked at his body language, and he seems to be a bit huffy. Do you know what? When you really need to look at the guy still there, because really, by the way he has got on and he gets on, you think he would be the kind of guy that would have been knocking on the door in the summer to say, "Here, guys, I want to transfer. You know, I want out of here." So, you know, fair play to him. You know, he's showing loyalty to us. And you know, there's no rumblings about him moving on anywhere. So you know, we've got to remember that as well. So he's probably just not that character that a lot of us think he is. I think he's just quite a cool guy, quite a quiet guy.
I
But
just
look,
wonder if
he's been
as
superb.
well, I just wonder if as well, like, you know, and you can second guess these things, but Levy sort of said to him, listen, we've got no offers. So, you know, if we get an offer, I'll let you know. And you know, so no offers come in. You know, he was a bit dodgy, wasn't he? You know, was it last season or the season before? So maybe the bigger clubs are looking at one another look. So we'll see with that one, but he gets a plus one for me. I'm going through this in squad numbers, so you know, we'll move on to Nabil Bentaleb. It's difficult because he's been injured. But the first few games, you're giving him a zero or a half.
Yeah, I don't
Trying
really
to
like giving
plus
anybody
one,
a zero,
really.
you know, but like, we can't really discuss him. Look, he hasn't been in the team. I know he was there at the start, but look, he's a great player to have, and I do think the guy will work his way back into this side. But he's got a lot of competition there now. Because obviously Eric Dyer's come in and done the business. So, we'll go back to him before. But look, great player to have about the squad. Really think he's a fantastic player.
Well, if you think about this, you got Dyer and Ali who are in there at the moment. One of those gets injured, Bentaleb comes in, or Mason comes in. This is terrific, isn't it? So
And they're all young.
we're talking exciting at the moment. And Dembele, comes in. Well, let's talk about him later, but just comes in against Liverpool. You're thinking, oh no, he was the luck because everyone else was injured, so he's got to, or suspended, so he's got to come in and play defensive midfielder. I mean, what a fantastic performance. But we'll come on to him a little bit later. Now, Son, obviously, people are really bigging him up, but he's only played about five games. But we'll give him a score, though. What do you reckon?
Yeah, he's a plus one for me, Steve, because since he's come in, I just love his energy and what he's done for us, and he really excites me. And that was the kind of player I know we talked about at the start of the season, someone that's going to get bums, in the seat and off the seat cheering, and I think he's great. Love his attitude, so really can't wait to see him back on the team, and because I think he makes us even stronger.
Yeah, totally agree. When we signed him, and just what you hear about him, you think, oh, he's going to be good for us. The right attitude, and he's got a little bit of everything. Obviously, his first game wasn't terrific, but he scored against Palace, and he's been, he's the sort of guy that, you're gonna get consistency out of, I really do think. Whereas Chadli is inconsistent. But can be brilliant and score great goals. I think Son is going to be really consistent for us. Hopefully, if he injured straight away, so you raise your eyebrows and go, oh no, not again. But we'll see with him. Right, number eight, Ryan Mason.
Yeah, again, it's hard. He's a bit like Bentaleb. It's hard to talk about. Had a wonder game at Sunderland. Won us the match down there as well. Look, he's another great young player. And as you said, Dyer, Ali, Mason, Bentaleb, Dembele. Happy days, all looking good. And the big thing with Mason and Bentaleb now, they've got the experience. They've had a couple of good seasons. So no, very positive. It's hard to give him a score, Steve, because he hasn't really played. So.
Yeah.
But still a great player to have around us.
All right. What are you giving Harry Kane?
Harry Kane, I am going to give a one to
Correct.
because
Correct.
yes, I could give him a plus one because obviously we all love him and he tries so hard, but definitely a one. I think he's been trying a bit too hard. But look, what a guy. I just love his interviews. I love his passion and he tries his heart out for us and he loves it. Loves being at Spurs and actually can see him being the next legend if he stays, because as Davy and all does the legends nights over here and the guys Darren and things in England, and you sort of talk, there'll be no more legends in about another 20 years time to do these shows.
Yeah.
You could see the likes of Harry Kane, even though he'll be a multi-millionaire, still going, yeah, I'll go
Yeah.
and do a night somewhere, So no, look, he's great. I'm delighted that he got the 3 goals and be nice to see him bang a couple in on Monday night at White Hart Lane.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's been brilliant. He's arguably been our best player of the season. People say he gives the ball away, but I haven't really seen that too much. I mean, a little bit. And certainly he doesn't give the ball away in a way that there was a definite pass on. He has given the ball away, but it's been difficult for him. But general play has been absolutely terrific for the team, and like everyone said, the goals will come because I think he was hitting him too true, if you like. He was getting his head down and shooting straight, and he almost needed to sort of miss hit one to go in. Or like you saw on Sunday, get a little bit of luck. But that was a great goal. Eriksen, the ball in, and Harry Kane getting on the end of it. Again, Harry Kane needs the service. You give him the service, like the Bentaleb cross against Arsenal. He'll deliver. So I think he's been terrific. Definite plus one for me. What about Eric Lamela?
Lamella, I'm going to give him a plus one. I think he's been great. He had a wee bit of a dodgy start, obviously, the first few games, but from there, he's been super. Sort of dropped off the last couple of games, Liverpool and things. But again, there on Sunday, popped up with an important goal. You know, he's doing the business this year and still frustrates me, you know, when I watch him. Sometimes I still watch him and go, what's this guy actually about? But, like, I can't fault the guy's effort, a bit like Harry Kane. He tries his heart out for the team. And no, delighted for him, delighted to see that he's doing well. Another good thing to show that he is doing well. Not many people are talking about him at the minute. You know, you see the, you know, the TV and the Sky, you know, oh, what about the £30 million player Lamela and this and that? You're not hearing him mentioned, you know, so that's a good sign. It's a good sign for us.
I agree. Yeah, I'm going to give him a plus one. And who would have thought that? But you know, he's been good. And he has got little, you know, quirky little ways that he plays the game. You know, last season I said he doesn't play football properly. You know, he plays like the kid in the playground who's got the brand new boots, who's got the, you know, good looking mum. Dad's got the great job, drops him off in a Mercedes every morning. And, you know, but, and then he's fantastic in the playground with a tennis ball, but put him on a pitch, proper pitch, doesn't play football properly. And I thought that was him last season. Well, this season, he's been so much better. You know, I hope it continues. I really do. You know, I'm not gonna put my mortgage on him continuing this form because I just don't know. Yeah, it could go either way. But at the moment, his attitude is terrific. You know, how many players have we had, you know, from overseas who come and after whatever it is, 6 months, you know, a promising start, lose their way and then completely come on the pitch and don't look interested whatsoever. Well, he hasn't got that. You can see him desperate to do well, which is terrific. Vorm, it's difficult to give a score to, but we move on to Ndiaye. What are our thoughts on Ndiaye?
It's hard to tell yet. I haven't really worked him out, but I actually like the look of him, Steve.
Yeah.
I really do. And he's got great pace. He's got great turns. Even, you know, when you look at him against Liverpool, he had that great effort with the outside of the foot. I think, you know, he's only young, he's new in the league. I think he's another very, very good signing for us. And obviously, you know, Pochettino and Mitchell have obviously looked at this guy and it's someone that they think that we needed in this squad, you know, for the work rate and adds pace to our game. So look, I like him. I'm gonna give him a one. Because I can see great potential in him. And he's one of those good squad players to have at the minute. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't be overly happy if Kane got injured and he was your number one, you know, but it's a great guy to have on the bench, I think. So yeah,
Yeah,
really, really happy with him.
and he looked. I mean, he came and looked really hungry, didn't he, against Bournemouth? And you know, he gave the ball away so many times when he came on against Liverpool, but then sorted himself out and played really, really well. And the fellow next to me said, "You don't know what he's going to do," and that's he's one of those players, you know. And I don't think he knows what he's going to do. It's very cliched, but he doesn't know what he's going to do. So how does the defender know what he's going to do? And I can see. A couple of spectacular goals, maybe in Europa or something. It reminds me a lot of one of these Liverpool strikers that they've had over the last sort of 5, 10 years. You know, they buy someone you never heard of him from France or whatever, and you know, they score a couple of great goals, and then you never hear of them again. He's got that kind of, you know, look about him. You know, he just don't know what he's going to do with it. Again, for him. His big thing is keeping his head screwed on, keeping his head down, you know, not going out. You know, he's a young lad, and being patient and being a brilliant professional. You know, which I hope he will be. And I can see him turning people's opinions because a lot of people are maybe thinking, you know, no, not good enough. But you know, you never know. And I'll tell you this much: compared to Eric Lamela's first, you know, 6 or 10 games. He's 10 times better. From what we've seen so far. So, fair play. Hopefully, this time, you have to have a season. Then hopefully this time next year, we'll be really raving about him and saying, exciting he is. Right, Eric Dier, definite plus one. Fantastic. I obviously bang on about the fact that I'm the only podcaster who said, it's not a bad decision putting him there. And someone had a go at me saying I was irritating because I've got this I'm always right attitude. I suppose sometimes I do that, but also I will point out where I've been wrong, hopefully. But I'm always right though, Carl. That's the trouble. It's very difficult. Anyway, what do you
So you
reckon, Eric
think?
Dier?
Look, don't need to say too much. He's been brilliant. He's been absolutely superb. I was surprised. I am surprised at how well he's done, in that position. And but look, he's also great. We can drop him back into right back or centre half as well. So look, he's been superb, Steve, and just hope he keeps it going. But definitely player of the season for me so far.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, and I think he's got such a presence. I told you this last year, mate, that he's huge. The
Yeah,
first
when
time
I
I
seen
saw
him
him,
that first time live, yeah, he's a big
he's
boy.
a big old unit, and I think opponents will look at it and go, right, well, I don't fancy this much, and he's got a bit of a mouth on him as well.
Yeah, well, he stood up to court. There's that thing about costing and things, and you can see he's got that wee bit in his locker. So great to see. Also a possible future captain of the team.
Absolutely, yeah. And moving on then, we go a bit quicker here. Kieran Trippier, again, it's difficult. He came on, his debut was awful. Pre-season he looked pretty good. And I'm sure he'll come in for a few games.
I think he's
Again,
going to be more.
he's all right, isn't he? I
He's
mean,
okay. Look, we haven't really seen him, except for Europa League games. I think, and we mentioned it a lot of weeks ago, the biggest surprise for me was how small he was. I didn't realize. I just, from last year, I know we didn't watch Burnley that often, but it always reminded me of this big, strong, right back, tattoos, all over the arms, flying down the wing. He's not like it at all, but look, he's been steady when he's come in. So,
well,
look, good player to have.
let me ask you a question then, Carl. Would you rather have him or what you've seen of Carl Norton? Who would you rather play at right back if Walker gets injured?
Yeah, well, that's a tough one because we haven't really seen really enough of Trippier yet. But I think he's more of a defender than Norton. So I probably still go with Trippier. Norton was
I
frustrating.
would.
You could see potential in him, and he's doing great for Swansea. He really is. Sometimes I think guys are just at the wrong club, and I think Norton just never really settled with us, and you can see at Swansea. He seems to be he probably feels he's one of the main men. One of the main players there, which suits him.
I haven't seen him particularly do anything good at Swansea.
Yeah.
And he's still,
He
got
set up a
that.
couple of good goals there lately for
Did
them.
he? I don't know. But he just looks a bit gormless to me. A little bit like, oh, I'm just doing my job here. I'm not really that bothered. Whereas Trippier looks as if he cares a little bit more. Right. Let's move on then. Andros Townsend. Thoughts?
He's so frustrating. My catchphrase. He's just one of those guys that I want to do so well. I think he's got so much potential. But I think it was Andrew Rockall that asked the question about him. I think it is time that he possibly goes out on loan, or we maybe sell him in January. I just can't see where he's fit. I think every time I see that he's given a chance, he just doesn't seem to do it, Steve, for me. Yes, he's got energy, tries. I just think the guy's got too much pressure on his back, being a Spurs fan and wanting to do it so much. I think he just tries too hard sometimes, and I hate saying it because I really hope that he might have broke in this year, but I just struggle to see where he gets in the team at the minute. And
Well,
I think
he's obviously on the bench at the moment, but with Chadli out and the Son out, so you can't really if the window was open now, you couldn't get rid of him because he'll play a part, won't he, on
Oh,
Monday?
yeah.
You know, come on for someone. But hasn't he changed the game in a couple of games recently?
Well, Sunderland, he did when he came on.
Came on, played really well, and then a more recent one. I think he came on and changed the game. And I just don't think we're fair to him. I think that the support for Andros Townsend from the moment he stepped on a pitch 2 years ago wasn't very good. When he was playing well for England, then he got injured and everything, and by the end of the season, everyone was saying, well, he started off well, but then he faded. Well, no, he was injured. People forget that,
I
and
know
you know
it's
the
a
whole shoots too much. How many times do I have to say it? I like players that shoot. I like
Yeah,
players
I know that annoys me as well.
that buy a
People that
ticket
go on
and
about
have
it,
a go. And I roll my eyes as well. Don't think that I sit there and clap when he has a terrible shot. I roll my eyes just as much as the next man. But why is it that when Harry Kane has a shot and it gets saved, or it goes miles over, or whatever, we go, oh, don't worry, Harry. But when Andros Townsend has a shot, and by the way, in a game recently, he had about four shots, and they were all saved, or they were very, very close. It was like, ah, you should have passed it. He's just absolutely, and maybe I was thinking that as well. It's just something about him. What is it about him
don't know. I
that
just cannot.
we can't adhere to? It's
There's just
difficult,
something
isn't
there,
it?
but we just have to wait and see. But
I'm
wait and see
desperate
what
for him to do
happens.
well. I really am.
I think we all would be, but I just don't know. I just don't know. Steve, jury's still out for me.
I don't know if we all are, Cole. I disagree with that. I think a lot of people would prefer it if he moved on, and we'd be quite happy with that. Whereas I'm desperate for him to do well. All right, Moussa
Well, he's one of
Dembélé.
those. Sorry, he's one of those players that I worry if we do get rid of could come back to bite us. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Yes, I say Dembele because we need to rattle through these here. Dembele, obviously hasn't played much, but as you say, the last two games, great performance against Liverpool. We were all sort of going, oh, Dembele, what's going to happen? Got a goal at last there against Bournemouth. Looks strong. Look, he's a super player. He really, really is. And he frustrates me more than Townsend because to me he should know and he should be the first name on the team sheet
He's our best
every
player,
week.
Cole.
Yeah, he is. I've heard people talk about him and I think Danny Murphy talked about him the other week when he was at Fulham. He said he's the best player he's ever played with, he's ever seen. And I think he's one of these guys in training who's unbelievable. But again
Can't get
he's a
the
bit
ball
like
off him.
yeah, can't get it. And then when he goes out in the pitch, sometimes it just
He just
doesn't
doesn't
happen.
look
But
interested.
what a player. So I hope he gets a good run here. Be great to see.
Well, I'm desperate for him to do well. First name on the team sheet for me because he's our best player. But then you see him against West Ham last year, where he did not look interested whatsoever, and he actually got himself out of the Chelsea Cup final because of that performance, in my opinion. He was so poor that didn't have a choice. And therefore, we go and play Chelsea in the cup final without our best player. And it's him. It's Dembele's choice whether he wants to play or not, because he's got everything. And I'll tell you what, when he played against Liverpool, do you know what he does, which is really unique, is when he tackles somebody, it's a joy to watch. He's the only player I've ever known that I enjoy watching him tackle someone else because he doesn't think, right, I'll tackle this and it doesn't matter where the ball goes. He thinks, right, you've got the ball, I'm going to tackle you, but I want the ball. So he kind of hooks his foot round, do you know what I mean? To get control of the ball. And then he runs away with it and normally slips past the next midfielder as well. So he's such a good player that he actually, and so, such a almost artist in the way that he wants to win that ball. He's a joy to watch. And when he's on the ball and he glides past players, absolutely fantastic. The only trouble is he glides past them and we all go, yeah, fantastic. Hold our breath. And he passes it back or sideways. You think, no. Go past the next man as well. And then the next man and then hammer it in. Because you can
If
do
you
that. He could do that.
if you remember the Arsenal game last year at White Hart Lane, we were sitting together,
Yeah.
and the amount of times we looked at each other and went, with Dembele, just keep going, you know, just
Yeah.
go on and shoot, you know. It was he's frustrating, but no, what a player, what a player. Who have we got left? Is there many left, Steve?
Yeah, Dele Alli.
Oh, outstanding. He's
That's
been,
one.
again, he could be up there as near player of the year as well for a young lad who I thought was just going to come in and maybe get, you know, bits and pieces of games to see what he's like. He has come in and fitted in as if he's been there. I actually rate him even above Bentaleb, the way Bentaleb started for us.
Yeah.
I think the guy's great. Love his presence on the pitch. He's going to score goals for us. He's got skill. He's strong. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, if you equate it to last year, because it was about last year, wasn't it, when Bentaleb was really playing? I think Ali's better than Bentaleb was this time last
I
year.
think so. Yeah, I
He
agree.
doesn't give the ball away as much. You know, you can see a few goals in him, and he's got a great attitude. Fazio, obviously, zero. Chadli, you've got to really give him a zero because I thought he'd really push on, and, you know, and he's a big old unit and stuff, but he's kind of gone back to 2 seasons ago, Chadley, isn't he?
He's
Not
just that guy,
been involved
Steve.
enough. Whereas last year he was involved loads.
Every 6 or 7 games he'll have a wonder game. Then you won't see him or hear of him, and then he'll pop up with a great important goal for us. He's just one of those guys, you know,
Yeah.
frustrating as well, but still a good squad player to have, you know.
Absolutely. And obviously, we can't really talk about Pritchard or Carroll or Wimmer, who I feel sorry for. I think Wimmer should play more games, particularly in Europe. You know, and Ben Davies, I'll give a plus one to as well.
Yeah,
And then,
definitely.
you know, and just finally, we talk about Christian Eriksen, another one who does he choose when to play, you know, well or not? I'm not too sure. Certainly, you know, nowhere near as bad as Dembele in terms of, you know, inconsistency, and has been so much more consistent in the last few games. And what are your thoughts on Eriksen?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it obviously started off okay, then he got the injury. But really, since he's come back, Steve, I think we have improved so much. You can just see when he's on his game. Obviously, we didn't do a show when he got his 2 goals at Swansea as well. You know, 2 great free kicks, as you said. Look at the difference for Harry Kane when Eriksen's playing. So no, look, he's a plus one all the time for me. But as you say, I think he does pick and choose sometimes. But at the minute, the attitude's right. He seems to be enjoying it, and what a player when he wants. And it'll be interesting when Son comes back. You know what way they're going to line up the formation.
Well, let's do that then. So we know it's a 4-3. Hang on, 4-2-3-1. So we you know, if it was cup final tomorrow, we'd go obviously Lloris in goal, Walker, Rose, Alderweireld, Vertonghen, and then the two in front, Dier and Ali for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And then you'd go the three, right? So if you go, well, here's my three. It's Son, Dembele, and Eriksen. You know, Son as out wide. Probably go Dembele in the middle, actually, with Eriksen on the left, or the right, where he can hit those crosses in because he's got such a cultured couple of feet. And then obviously Harry Kane up front. It's a little bit imbalanced, but what I'm trying to do there is play our best players. What about you, Cole?
Well, yeah, I'd agree. I'd agree. You know,
Not Lamella? You wouldn't have Lamella in there?
I was just going to say, Dembele's a tough one because really he's only come in the last few games and played well. But as we said earlier, on his day, and I just love his strength and his power, I think in that three behind the striker would be brilliant, brilliant position for him. And yeah, I'd go the same team as you, definitely.
Yeah, and then you know, we'll talk about subs off air. It
Definitely.
takes too long.
Is there any more from the questions that were asked there at the start, Steve, that we didn't cover?
No, I think we've covered all those. You know, it's been you know, Twitter's great, but you know, we could do with some more replies. Me and Cole reply to absolutely everything. You know, so if you do want to tweet us, you know, stick on there at Colin, was it at Colin Spurs, and we'll definitely reply. Also, we're on the Facebook as well.
Yeah.
So definitely, get in touch with us via that. I got a message, not retweet, an actual message back from Gary Lineker and from Glenn Hoddle actually recently.
Very good.
I told Glenn Hoddle there's an Eagles documentary on, and he tweeted me back, "Yeah, great band. Thanks for telling me." There you go. How about that?
Must have been the fake Glenn Hoddle.
No, it's the real one. And by the way, that there's a Paul Ait Gascoigne. That's not Paul Gascoigne. He's got like 47,000 followers. That's not the Paul Gascoigne. Because Gazza was on there.
Yeah.
I don't think he's on there anymore. But someone's masquerading as.
Yeah. And sorry, Steve, I'll just shout out quickly before we finish up. Just to remind all the Northern Ireland Spurs supporters or Donegal or Southern Ireland, Davy Elder's, Legends Night, 13th of November, Friday the 13th of November, up in near Strabane, between Strabane and Derry, at Breedy Cricket Club. If you're still looking tickets, I know there's still a few left. Get in touch with me or yourself, Steve, on Twitter or Facebook, or Davey at the Spurs Port, and get away. Look, guys, don't miss this night. It's going to be a super night up there, and as usual, crackers and all's coming over as well. So, get on there and support the night, because they're fantastic events, and they don't happen that often, and it's definitely worth going to them on the night.
Brilliant. Okay, mate. Yeah, I think that's about it. I mean, Arsenal, obviously, they've got all these injuries. But wait there, Carl. Last 20 years, we've had injuries, and what have people told us?
Yeah,
Everyone
stop
gets
moaning.
injuries, stop moaning. Everyone gets
Yeah.
injuries. So, not having any of that from Arsenal, no
Yeah.
way.
And what do you think for Monday night?
Well, so it's Aston Villa. I mean, it's the most, we're playing really well. They're absolutely awful. We've got managerless. 1-2, it's one of those games where no, I mean, listen,
It wouldn't surprise me.
it
It wouldn't
wouldn't surprise. Of
surprise me.
course, it wouldn't. Of course, it wouldn't. A dreadful game. 1-2. But in all honesty, we should be winning this 4-0. We should be winning this 4-0.
I'm quietly confident. Quietly confident. We'll get a good result on the night, and Harry came with another couple of goals. So,
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
look
And
looking forward to it.
then we got the Anderlecht,
Yep. Then
which
West Ham and Arsenal, some
yeah.
big games. Chelsea all coming up. So
I
a
know.
massive month ahead. So definitely let's get these 3 points in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you make changes for Anderlecht with Arsenal at the weekend?
Is it not Am? Is it Arsenal? But it's Arsenal.
It's Arsenal. So it's Anderlecht and then Arsenal.
I'd keep a couple of key players.
Yeah,
Definitely,
just
I
put.
think we'll be. I think we've got enough there to beat Anderlecht at home.
Yeah, and you know what? We got, as we said, we got some good players, and we got some good players coming back. So if we play, you've got to play Wimmer against Anderlecht, in my opinion.
Yeah,
You
I would
can
agree.
you can you cannot keep playing, the two centre backs. Although centre backs, is it a position where, they will, get tired or injured? I don't know. But
Yeah,
anyway,
we'll wait and
so.
see. Just
All right,
let's just get
buddy.
the 3 points this Monday. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's the old Arsenal.
You're right.
All
Right, mate.
right,
Well,
mate.
come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, lovely. All right, mate. Come on, you Spurs.